We're at Farm Credit today visiting with President and CEO Todd Van Hoos. And I tell you what, farmers need something to get excited about right now. So give me something.
So the good news is farmers are the most technologically sophisticated they've ever been. The management skills out there for American agriculture have never been higher. And boy, it's a good thing, because all this volatility we're seeing in interest rates and prices and inputs and markets, you've never had to be as qualified as today to be a farmer.
Talk a little bit about some of the issues that Farm Credit's trying to help with.
Well, we're one of the things we're working on is beginning farmers. Mm-hmm. It surprises most people to see that year over year, we continue to find new beginning farmers to get into this business. Mm-hmm. Last year, we made some 97,000 loans to people with less than 10 years experience for about $26 billion. And so we continue to see demand to get into the industry. Maybe it's not the same kind of demand that we used to see, where it typically was, you know, somebody following on mom and dad's farm and intergenerational transfer. We're seeing a lot of different operators out there: urban edge agriculture, direct retail agriculture, really high value specialty crops. That continues to be a very bright future for American agriculture.
Well, and that's very important, too, because as farmers get older and older, we need some of those youngsters to come in and help out and take over, because farmers are the ones feeding the world.
That's right. You know, the good news is land values are very strong. The bad news is land values are very strong. You know, if you've got some right now, that's a wonderful thing. But if you're trying to get some, it's a real barrier to entry. And so, you know, balancing that, the interests of one generation versus another, is tough.
What are some things farmers can do?
Well, look, I think farmers have to be smarter than they've ever been. I mean, I tell people in Washington all the time who have no interest and no really understanding of modern agriculture, mm-hmm. just how technologically sophisticated today's farm managers are. Now, imagine having to balance all of the commodity markets with all the input supplies and your interest rates and the national economy and now disruptions from all the global events that are going on out there. You've never had to. This is the time when you've got to be really, really on your game.
Talk a little bit about how important it is for folks like Farm Credit to be in the ears of folks at Washington, like you mentioned, that don't really know exactly how important farmers are.
We spend a lot of time doing exactly that in Washington. My view is, and I've been here a long time, my view is Washington's average picture of agriculture is about 70 years old.
Yeah.
They have no idea what's happened out there and the evolution that's happened in agriculture. We keep telling people all about environmentally friendly practices that farmers are already doing.
Right.
You know, they keep saying, well, when are they going to adopt some of these practices? And I say, well, come with me, I'll show you.
Yeah.
You know, that's 10 years ago.
Sure.
And so, you know, one of the points that we're trying to make here is that the United States agriculture is the backbone of our economy. It's a great advantage for this country. And so farmers produce more here with less than anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And if we're not careful in Washington, if we change policies, what's going to happen is we're going to push production overseas where it's actually done less environmentally friendly. And so we're trying to tell the real story behind agriculture in this country.
Well, and if you really had some sense, you would know that if farmers were not sustainable, it really wouldn't benefit them, would it?
That's exactly right. The farmer that's not sustainable isn't a farmer
that's
anymore.
Right. Yeah, they're out of business.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we're making sure people understand that, because they have this antiquated view. And we keep telling them, look, no, we're doing things here that people aren't doing in other countries. I mean, we really got to be careful, because if we ship this stuff overseas, what we're really talking about is burning down more Brazilian rainforest to grow more cattle down there in a less environmentally friendly way. And so I hope we're getting through. I think we are, but there's a lot of work to be done.
You'll have to remind them that chocolate milk doesn't come from brown cows.
It doesn't?
Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you.